So Earl, that's a sad story. What happened after that?
Well, I come up here to Big Fork, thought it'd be a fresh start, and I saw about the rodeo over in Effie and figured maybe now's the time to get back on the horse. Only problem is I didn't have a horse. I didn't have much money to buy one, so I did the best I could, which was Jack. He's not very big, but I figured he was big enough. We could do some barrel racing and make a few bucks to buy some beans and coffee.
How'd it go?
Mister, I could tell you a long story. A story fraught with the kind of heartache only found when the food runs out and the check don't clear. A lovelorn tale of the green-eyed girl who runs off with your best friend and takes your only son and your daddy's watch along with her. The kind of tale that would make the undertaker weep, even though it made him rich.
Okay. How about the fast version?
We lost the rodeo.
Oh.
But I still have Jack. He takes me where I need to go.
Well, do you think he can haul 600 presents? I mean, let's have a look at him.
Sure. Here, old Jack. Get on in here.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
Earl, Jack is an impressive animal, but I hope I'm not the first to tell you he's a donkey.
Yeah, I suppose he is.
Yeehaw!
The real question is, why did I for so long believe the outcome would be different?
Earl, there's no time. It's Christmas, and hundreds of kids are counting on our show to deliver presents from Santa. Jack may be a donkey, but you guys are our only hope. Shelley, does that manifest have any directions, Google Maps or anything?
Well, there's an envelope here with a list, and let's see, what's this? Looks like some kind of vial. The label reads, "Sprinkle on ordinary farm animal and rider."
Hey, that's what I had engraved on the custom tombstones pre-ordered for me and Jack.
Yeah, I think this means them. Crack it open.
All right. Here goes.
Holy cow, Jack. You've got sleigh bells.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
And you can fly.
And he's hooked up to a beautiful red sleigh loaded with all the presents. I think this just might work.
Wow, Jack. We've got a chance to redeem ourselves.
Yeehaw!
Wait a second.
Yeehaw!
Redeem yourselves from what?
Well, when Jack and I did the rodeo, we both got, I guess you'd call it performance anxiety. He wouldn't move, and I couldn't stop shaking. It was an odd thing to see.
So what'd you do?
Well, everyone laughed at us. Then I fell off Jack, and he charged one of those clowns. He stomped on that clown a good 5 minutes before they could pull him off.
That's terrible.
I can still hear the sound of every blow.
Squeak! Squeak! Squeak!
Every once in a while, some soda water would splatter in the air. It was horrifying.
Was the clown okay?
Well, they say his giant red nose kept him alive. But I'll never forget when that tiny ambulance pulled into the ring.
Well, Christmas is a time for new beginnings. The people of the Big Fork area and Effie and nearby township, they'll think of you guys differently after you save Christmas for all the boys and girls. Climb on in there now. Looks like Jack is ready.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, good luck, Earl.
Yeehaw!
Godspeed, Jack. We're all counting on you. Come on, everybody.
Yeehaw!
Come on.